For the start of the boys game here on CrestonCentralMoInfo.com. The tip is won by Madison, and we're off and running left to right. Goes this Madison Panthers team, 2-4 on the season. Tyler Wandry, Tyler Buck, Joe O'Bannon, Jimmy Layton, and Caleb Chapman, the starters. Up top is Jimmy Layton, the 5'7 senior, leading this team and scoring 14 points a game for him. Off to his right is Buck. Back to Layton in the post. Double on the ball. Whistle and a travel. Layton on the travel. So the ball back to Bevere. 7.5 left to go. For Bevere, Nico Bilinski and a whistle and a foul. This will be called on Joe O'Bannon. It'll be Bilinski, Cade Shaver, Devin Sumter, Ashton Bender, and Caleb Rhodes starting for this Bevere team. Ball tipped in the post and picked off by Madison. So one turnover for each team. Two turnovers to start, split between the two. Madison left to right, and the ball almost tipped away from Buck back into the hands of Joe O'Bannon. Bouncing it back to Buck, right corner. He pumps, now drives baseline, tipped from behind, out of bounds. It'll remain with Bevere. Madison wearing their home white uniforms and black lettering, yellow outline Panthers across the chest. Layton, the inbounder. He finds Caleb Chapman left in the lane. Gives it back to Layton, left corner. Off screen right, he goes. Trying to do a pick and roll with Chapman, but that was unsuccessful. Back to Layton. Now Chapman left block. He makes a move. Stops in the lane. Fires from five. That'll be short. Layton offensive rebound. Goes up through traffic. His put back, no. And the rebound, Bevere. Outletting it out to Bender. Ashton Bender wheels in. Stops from 10. Right of the lane. Jump shot. Good. Nice move by Ashton Bender, the sophomore in transition. And Bevere strikes first with 6.5 to play in the first. Half-court pressure on the way from Bevere. Inside it goes to Wandry. His shot rattles home from 10. 2-2, 6:20 remaining. Last year, Madison took the win in this matchup, 59-33. Full-court Madison pressure forces a turnover. And Madison gets it back. Bevere riding a three-game win streak. Team has been trying to rebound better as well. They struggled against Novinger. They struggled with that against Novinger as Bevere forces another turnover. Cade Shaver off to the left in transition to Bilinski. Layup, no! It just bounced off the rim a couple times and out. And Madison the rebound. Here comes Buck, right side. It goes to Joe O'Bannon. Goes left off a screen. Now stops at the elbow. He gets it ripped away but gets it back. Bouncing it back up top for Buck. The leader on this team in assists. Buck attacks the rim. He has this open space. Misses the layup, but the cleanup is there by Chapman. 4-2, Madison's lead. 5.5 remaining. Splitting defenders is Bilinski finding a nice pass to Rhodes on the left block for two. 4-4, teams going back and forth. Here comes Wandry. Open line to the lane. Bouncing it left block. Chapman. His jumper from five is good. The 6'4 junior Caleb Chapman. He's been everywhere early on so far with 5:15 remaining. It's a 6-4 Madison lead. Madison full court pressure. Almost forced another turnover, but the pass across the timeline tipped out of bounds. It'll remain with Bevere. Far sideline inbound. Ashton Bender, the inbounder, the 6-foot sophomore, giving it off to Devin Sumter. 5'9 freshman off to the left side to Bilinski. 2-3 Madison zone. Bouncing it right side for Bender. Now into the right corner. Sumter circling left on the perimeter. Now up top he goes back into the right corner. And attacking is Bilinski trying to shovel it to Bender. He misplays it but gets it right back. Now back up top Sumter. Left wing Bilinski pumps the pass. Back up top it goes to Rhodes. He attacks the basket. Right side splitting the defense. Easy layup for Rhodes. 6-all, 4.5 to go. Across the timeline, beating the Bevere full court pressure. O'Bannon driving baseline, stopped at the block. Oh, hands it off to Layton. Now he attacks right side. No, but a whistle and a foul. 73% free throw shooter is Jimmy Layton from the line. He's going for two. This will be called on Nico Bilinski. That'll be his first, team's first. And his first free throw is in. Substitutions on Bevere's side. Andrew Thompson checking in. And Madison side, Raven Thornton checking in. 7-6. Bevere's lead. Or excuse me, Madison's lead. Second Jimmy Layton free throw off front iron. No. Rebound Bevere. Right to left. Go the Wildcats. Visiting purple uniforms, white lettering. Bevere across the chest. Up top is Sumter. 2-3 Madison zone. Sumter fires into the right corner. Belinsky bouncing it right block. Thompson kicks it back out to Rhodes. Now back to Belinsky between the rings. Hesitates, now attack. Bounces into the right corner for Thompson. Bouncing it inside. Shaver layup. No, but a whistle and another foul. This time on Madison. Raven Thornton, who just checked in, gets tagged for one. And to the free throw line is the junior Cade Shaver, one of the team's leaders. He's team down 7-6. First free throw up, and he misses off back rim with 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Shaver's second free throw, missed, short air ball, and that'll cause a whistle, and Madison will get the ball back. Ashton Bender checks back in, and he'll get Thompson. Full court, Bevere pressure. Madison with it left to right, up 7-6 with 3:50 remaining here in the first quarter. As the ball trying to get across the timeline intended for Tyler Laundrie, it's tipped out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll remain with Madison. Top is Tyler Buck. The 5'10 junior leads this team in assists, almost to a game. Backs up by the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Crossing over off screen left. He attacks left of the lane. Now kicks it back out to Laundrie. His long jumper, no rebound. Bevere. Here comes Shaver. Zooms across midcourt. Now he'll slow it down. One arm passes it right side. Sumter, a whistle and a travel. Sumter shuffled the feet. And Madison gets the ball back. 3:24 remaining, 7-6 Madison's lead. Buck, facing some pressure across midcourt, finds Layton. He'll attack. Now dumping it to Chapman left block. He goes up, layup, yes, and a foul. Riding his back was Ashton Bender on the pump fake. 9-6 Madison's lead. Trying to make it 10-6 is Chapman to the line. Chapman takes a couple hard dribbles. Bends at the knees, and the righty's free throw up and good. He has 7. He leads all scorers tonight so far. 3:15 to go in the first. 10-6, Madison's lead. Bevere's ball moving right to left. Sumter across the timeline, swinging it left side for Rhodes. Now left baseline. It goes to Shaver. He'll dribble it back out to the left wing. Up top, Bender. Bender jabs left. Now puts it on the deck. Bouncing it to the right wing, Sumter. He circles. His pass deflected, loose, and picked up by Madison. Another Bevere turnover. Here comes the junior Tyler Buck up the right side. Buck, off screen left, attacks with the left hand. Jump stop in the lane. His layup good. He jumped through a double team. And Buck, his first 2 points, puts Madison up 12-6 with 2:38 remaining in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
Back here at Madison High School, 12-6. Madison's lead over Bevere with 2.5 to play in the first quarter. It'll be Bevere ball out of the timeout. Bevere in all purple and white lettering. Shaver up top trying to attack. He mishandles the dribble, then pass over into the left corner, misplayed, out of bounds in front of the Madison bench, and the Panthers get the ball back. A.J. Hoskam, normally the head coach for this boys' varsity basketball team, but he's not on the sidelines. It's his assistant, Lexi Wilt, head coaching for Bevere right now. We'll get more on the reason for that later on in the broadcast. Right now, it's Madison's ball. They're up 12-6. Attacking left side is Buck, blocked away underneath the basket, back into the hands of Bevere. Good defense there by the Wildcats. Sumter across midcourt, shovels it off Shaver. Now up top it goes to Bolinski. Bevere will slow things down here into the right corner, Sumter. 2-3 Madison zone. Sumter dribbles it back up and gives it off to Shaver. 6'1 junior up top. Firing it left side for Bender. He'll fire a three. No, high rebound into the hands of Jimmy Layton. And he likes to run. He gets out ahead of the defense. One-on-one left of the lane. Back to the basket he goes. Kicking it back out. Buck open for three. He fires. And that won't hit. And long rebound into Buck's hands. Out to Layton. Top of the key. Back to Buck. Open for three. Now he gets it to Chapman in the paint. Turns and he traveled. Chapman lost control of the ball for a second. Shuffled his feet. And the ball back to Bevere. 12-6, 1:23 remaining in the first. Madison's lead. And Brett Jones checking in for Bevere. Right side, Shaver. Back up top, Jones. Swinging it left corner for Bolinski. Now he'll get it back up top for Bender. 2-3, Madison's zone once again. Back door for Shaver. Ball a little too high, but back into the hands of Sizemore. Now Bender, he'll attack right side. Stops and pops from 10, bouncing on the rim and out. Rebound still loose and tracked down by Wandry for Madison. Into a double team. Wandry, nowhere to go. He finally finds Buck across midcourt with 50 seconds to play. Buck into the right corner, Layton. Jabs a couple of times, and now Chapman right block. Back to the basket. Fallaway from 5 is good. Caleb Chapman so under control on that fallaway jumper. And the 6'4 junior has 9. It's 14-6 in favor of Madison with 30 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Attacking right side, Shaver is good. The junior lowered his shoulder and just attacked the rack. And it's 14-8. On the other end, Buck attacks, and he'll circle it back out. Open for three. He pumps now. Gets it back up top for Raven Thornton. The junior bouncing it back to Buck high right side. There's 13 on the clock. Crossing over, attacking. Shaver pokes it away. Ball loose. Bevere on the steal. Lead pass to Shaver. One-on-one against Chapman. He pumps. Now goes up and puts it in. He got Chapman in the air. And Shaver with 4 with 1 second to play. Half-court heave from Buck just misses off the backboard. And so we'll go into the second quarter of play. Bevere on a 4-0 run to bring it to 14-10 in favor of Madison. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Time to start quarter number 2 here from Madison High School. Second game of our doubleheader on Crest tonight. Madison and Bevere. It's Madison's 14-10 lead, but Bevere ended the first on a 4-0 run, and they start the quarter with the ball. Shaver into the right corner. He'll bounce it up top for Bender, who almost loses control right by the timeline, but somehow maintains his balance, and he tries to get it to Bolinski. Bolinski dribbling it off his leg, but they're going to say last touch Madison. As Devin Sumter checking back in, he'll get Brett Jones. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest, and we appreciate everyone tuning in for some Friday Night Hoops on Regional Radio. 23 seconds into the second quarter, 14-10, Madison lead. Bevere's ball as they move right to left. Bolinski up top, bouncing it in the right corner for Bender. Now back to Bolinski, ball around the perimeter, into Sumter's hands in the left wing. 2-3, Madison zone right now. Sumter finds Bender, now passing left block for Sizemore, turning it, his shot, no whistle, offensive foul. And I believe they'll get Sizemore on this one. In fact, they'll get Bolinski, that'll be his second, team's third. Madison moving it left to right. Buck off a screen to his left. Kicking in left corner. Wandry now up top it goes. John Clark, the 6'3 junior, just checking into the game. Gives it off to Layton. Three from the right wing. Nothing but net. And the senior with four. And it's 17-10. If Madison gets Layton hot, they are tough to beat. Sumter across the timeline. Gives it off to the right side. Bender, high right wing. Devere trying to break a 2-3 Madison zone right now. Sumter left wing. Nowhere to go for him. He'll dribble it back up top. Now handing it off to Shaver. Shaver right side. Belinsky. He'll attack and kick. Sumter open. Doesn't take the three in the left corner. Now he'll attack baseline. He goes up. Layup with the right hand. Long. Chapman the board for Madison. They're up seven. Shaver saves a pass from going out of bounds as he tried to intercept it, but he stepped on the line. The ball will stay with Madison. It will be late in the inbounder. Joe O'Bannon checking in. 6.5 remains here in the second quarter. 17-10, Madison lead. O'Bannon couldn't find Layton. Covered tightly by Belinsky, but he inbounds it over to Wandry. Now off to Layton, and Layton off a screen to his left, and a whistle and a foul. This will be called on John Clark. Moving screen on his part, so the ball back to Bevere. 17-10 is Madison's lead. 1-4 are the Wildcats. Right now being coached by Lexi Wilt with A.J. Hoskin not here. And Shaver takes it hard to the basket. Easy layup for the junior. 17-12. Back to a 5-point Madison lead. Into the right corner for O'Bannon. Back out Layton right by the timeline. Off Chapman screen to his left. Into the left corner, Wandry finds Chapman inside on the cut. He loses it, and the ball is saved from going out of bounds by Bevere. And Bender on the save. He'll hand it off to Sumter. Up top is Bender, bouncing it right side. Belinsky into a double team. Now back off to Sumter. Circling left, floater in the lane for the right hand. Missed short, rebound Layton. Here comes Jimmy Layton, wants to speed things up in transition. Hesitates, stops from the free throw line, pops, ball on the rim, off to the left. Offensive rebound, Wandry, he loses it into Shaver's hands. And he'll give it off to Sumter. Trots across midcourt, left side Shaver. 5:15 now to go in the second quarter, 17-12, Madison's lead. Bouncing it for Sizemore, turning, hook shot right hand, too hard. Rebound tipped around, still loose on the far side, going out of bounds. Sumter tried to save it, but he stepped on the line. And Madison gets it back. They'll send Tyler Buck back into the game. Caleb Roach checking in along with Andrew Thompson for Bevere. It'll be Buck handling it for the Panthers. So far, the junior with 2 points tonight. He'll attack left side. Layup good. And a foul. Buck showing off the speed. And that's called on Dalton Sizemore as Christian Colston checking in for the first time tonight. 19-12 is the Madison lead with Buck at the line for and one. Shot up and good. He's got five. It's 20-12 in favor of Madison with 4:57 remaining here in the first half. Sumter, left side, it goes for Thompson. Now attacking left side, Rhodes to the basket, he goes. Rhodes with six, 20-14. Bevere down six. Layton off to Buck. Top of the key, crossover, he'll attack left side, showing off the speed again to the rack. This time layup missed off the rim, rebound underneath. And a foul called on Madison, I believe, or jump ball. And that'll be indeed on Madison, John Clark. As checking into number 14's, Madison's Raven Thornton and Bevere's Cade Shaver, both in. The freshman Devin Sumter handling the ball right now for Bevere. Kicks it off left side. Bender into the left corner. Shaver finds Rhodes on the left block. Gets it poked away. Rhodes gets it back again. Poked away, but back into the hands of Thompson. Bevere still with it. Bender. Inside it goes to Rhodes, backing in, double team, his shot, no, Shaver's follow, no, Rawl loose underneath, and Madison picks it up. 4 minutes remain here in the second quarter, 2014. Madison's lead and its ball. Open line to the lane. Buck, he goes in. Layup is good. Someone forgot to get Tyler Buck. And that's easy for the junior. 22-14, Madison's lead. Bevere with it right to left. Right side, Bender. Power stance, he goes. Now attacks right of the lane. He puts up a floater. That's long, late in the board. And he pushes it again. He likes to run. Right side, he goes, leading the charge. Goes up through contact, and he gets fouled. So Layton is going to the free throw line. One of his skills in this game is attacking the basket, according to his head coach, Dalton Armantrout, and we've certainly seen it so far in transition. Layton's first free throw is good. Rattles in. He's got five. Also a good shooter, averaging 14 a game. 73% from the free throw line. Only made his second three-point shot in this game. He is now 2-for-13 on the season as he sinks the second. 24-14, Madison by 10. Its largest lead tonight. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Shaver left wing. He'll attack and now kicking it back out. Bender to Sumter right corner. He'll dribble it back up top and hand it off to Thompson up top. Now to Bender. He'll attack left side. Splitting a double team. Layup blocked away by Thornton. And ball loose off midcourt. Picked up by Layton. Tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say Layton last touch. And Bevere holds on to it. 3:09 to go in the first half. Caleb Rhodes checking out. Sumter now bringing the ball across the timeline. Left side it goes. Shaver off a screen. He'll drive baseline. Going up against contact. Layup, no. Gets his own rebound. But the ball's loose now. Picked up by Belinsky. Bevere gets a second chance. Bender. Right side. It goes for Thompson. His shot from 10 missed. And Layton the rebound. Weaving his way across the timeline. Layton crossed over on Belinsky in the lane. He'll kick it left corner. Buck. And now back to Layton. Top of the key. 2.5 remaining here in the second quarter. Madison up 10, 24-14. It's ball left to right. Layton one-arms it into the right corner for Colston. Back up to Layton. Buck left wing, open for three. He takes it, high arcing shot. No rebound Sumter for Bevere. Sumter pushing the pace up the left side of the court. And he'll slow it down to the left wing. Up top to Bender. 2-3 Madison zone with 2:10 remaining. Left corner, it goes to Thompson. He gets his pass back after it was tipped, and he'll attack, and he'll miss short. Madison outletting it out to Layton. He'll attack right side and spinning now in the lane, trying to bounce it off for Chapman, and it's picked off. On the steal is Bender for Bevere. He'll prance across midcourt, over left of the lane. Now hands it off to Thompson. Long two from the left side, off the rim. No, Layton the board. And again, the senior likes to push. It's poked from behind. Belinsky gets it, but picked up by Madison. Thornton grabbed it before Belinsky could get the steal, and he'll hand it off to Buck. He'll reset the offense. Buck goes off screen left, hands it off to Layton, back to Buck. Buck wasn't looking, picked off Shaver. One-on-one, Shaver right side, layup, no, but a foul. Buck will be called for that foul. And that will be, I believe, Buck's first and team's fifth. So at the line is Shaver. First of two. Short. Shaver already with six as Rhodes checks back in for Thompson. And Wandry checks in. Shaver's second free throw rattles in. He's got seven. 24-15. Madison by nine. 1:20 remaining here in the first half. Buck, top of the key. Stops the elbow. Now kicks it out right wing. Layton back to Buck. And he'll back it out by the timeline. Now he'll attack. Off screen right. Now right elbow. Picks up his dribble off to Wandry. Now back to Buck. Top of the key. And he'll reset again. 65 seconds remain in the first half. Buck crossing over left wing. Kicking left corner Wandry. He'll curl inside. Stops in the paint. Hits one from five. It's off the rim. But Layton the rebound underneath. He rips it away from Shaver. And a whistle and a foul on the ground. This one going against Shaver. Got his hand inside after Layton grabbed the rebound. That'll be Shaver's second and team sixth. Leighton the inbounder under his own basket out to Wandry right corner. He pumps on the three. Now back out it goes. Buck will corral it high left wing. Backing up to reset the offense. Now he'll attack off screen left. Shovels it off of Leighton as he attacks baseline. And off the hands of Leighton out of bounds. Back to Bevere with 44 seconds to go. It'll be Sumter across midcourt. Clock at 35 seconds. 2-3 Madison zone. They're up 24-15. Bender handing it off for Shavers. He'll hold it by the timeline with 25 to play. Wildcats looking to cut into a 9-point Madison lead. 18 seconds, 17. Bender attacks left side in the paint. He goes a jumper, but a whistle and a double dribble. Turnover by Bevere with 15 seconds to go. And Madison now can hold for the last shot. It'll be Leighton facing a one-man pressure by Belinsky across the timeline with 9, with 8. Buck across midcourt with 6, with 5. Buck still dancing near the timeline with 3, with 2. Buck needs to make a move off to Leighton. He'll attack, and he'll kick it left corner. Wandry, 3, yes! And they're going to count it. Wandry apparently got it off right before the buzzer. And that'll give Madison the double-digit lead heading into halftime, 27-15. What a shot by Wandry just as the buzzer sounded. And the team will go into halftime, Madison with a 27-15 lead. We'll take a quick break, and we will be back with Ryan Remley coming up, the Bevere girls coach, talking about his game in 60 seconds, coming up next.
Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is a name you can always rely on. Devin specializes in custom bodywork, difficult paint jobs, and minor fender benders. Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the body shop for all of life's little and big mishaps. Benderback will get your vehicle and bend her back to her original condition. Whether it's your car, truck, or show vehicle, Benderback Auto Body in Bevere is the only name to remember and the only body shop to rely on. Benderback Auto Body accepts all insurance and gives you small town service with excellent workmanship.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Back here at Madison High School, we'll wait for Coach Remley to come back from the locker room. But for now, we'll take a look at the stats for this first half between these two teams. On the Madison side, they are led in scoring by Caleb Chapman, the 6'4 junior. 9 points for him tonight, normally averaging around 12, so he's closing in on that. 7 points for Tyler Buck, 6 points for Jimmy Leighton, 4 points for Tyler Wandry, hit that three at the buzzer at half. And that'll do it for the Madison scoring. On the Bevere side, Caleb Rhodes with 6. Cade Shaver with 7. Ashton Bender with 2 of his own. I want to take a second to thank our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Bender Back Auto Body, Shoemaker RV Park, and Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair. Set up the microphone here. Also, Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison, Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. So we are now joined by the Bevere girls head basketball coach, Ryan Remley. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
62-31, your girls team goes down, but just your general thoughts. What would you see from your team? What'd you like from your team?
I thought we came out and, before in our pregame talk, I talked about doing the little things right. And felt like we came out with intensity and did those little things correctly. And, they played they played their hearts out, and I was very, very proud of their effort throughout the game, especially that first half.
Mary Bradley, we had her for 9 points. Talk about how she kind of ran the team from that point guard position.
You know, she's been a leader all year. She's done a much better job this year handling the ball, and that's what really all three of those seniors, I mentioned leadership even before, and all three of the seniors, they have stepped up to that role. But Mary, she's done a very good job of controlling, making a lot better decisions, and that's what we need out of her.
Defensively, how did you guys feel?
You know, we kind of switched it up a little bit, but I felt like that we did a good job handling the post. You know, we talked about, you know, they're big, they're tall, and I felt like we did a good job of controlling that post play. Bennett had a lot of, you know, influence in that first half, and I wish we could have done a better job with that. But, you know, we started rotating well, and at the end of that second half, or the first half especially, we got those rotations down.
Going forward, what are you going to be working on with the team this weekend?
Just keep on just doing those little things correctly, you know, making our chip shots. And we did better with that tonight, but just controlling the ball and just individually getting better, you know, whether it's in situational stuff or, you know, just individually just knowing what to do in our job and doing it better.
All right, Ryan Remley, Bevere Girls Basketball Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. God bless. Thanks for your coverage.
We'll be back in 90 seconds here on Crest.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jamie from Prokop's Family Pharmacy inviting you to check out the new Bevere Medical Clinic. We have a full-time doctor and nurse practitioner in-house. Dr. Jim DeLine and nurse practitioner Rachel Cherentino are now taking new patients. Call Stevie, the receptionist, at 660-346-9585 to make your appointment. And if you need a prescription filled, you can get it filled quickly and correctly without leaving the building. If you are looking for that hometown personal service, look no further than Prokop's Family Pharmacy and the new Bevere Medical Clinic.
Back here at Madison High School, Ben Wittenstein with you. Again, 27-15. We want to thank head coach Ryan Remley for helping us out there and talking with us at halftime. Leading scorer for Madison, Caleb Chapman, 9 points for him. Bevere with Bevere's leading scorer, Cade Shaver, with 7 of his own. Want to thank a couple more and go through our sponsors once again. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly. Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison. Benderback Auto Body, Shoemaker's RV Park, Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair, Bevere Medical Clinic, located in Prokop's Family Pharmacy, Bevere C4 School District, all of Bevere. As Bevere comes out of the locker room and gets ready to warm up with some of their shots, we'll take one more break back in 90 seconds with your second half coming up on Crest.
The Bevier C4 School District in Bevier appreciate their Wildcat and Lady Wildcat student-athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Bevier C4 School are proud of you. Keep it up, athletes and fans. Go Wildcats and Lady Wildcats.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
And we are back here at Madison High School getting ready to start the second half. 27-15 is the Madison lead over Bevier here in the second game of our doubleheader. Ben Wittenstein with you on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Don't forget a couple things after the game. You'll be able to hear from head coach Dalton Armentrout. We're going to try to get him live on air afterwards because he coached the girls and the boys team. So we'll hear about both of those games. You also just heard from Ryan Remley, the head coach of the Bevier girls team. Also, you can hear the overtime show afterwards on Crest. If you're a coach, you can call into that one as well. Scott will be right there with you to talk to you about your team and how your team played this weekend tonight, if you had a game tonight as well. Also, we mentioned A.J. Hoskin not in the building for Bevier. He did not make it to this game here in Madison, so it is Amanda Jackson, the Bevier athletic director, coaching from the sidelines as we get back to the action. And right away, Madison goes to Caleb Chapman. He gets the basket and the foul on the right side. He has 11, and he's really been the go-to player for this Madison team in the first half. 29-15. And he's at the line for one more. Chapman's second free throw, or excuse me, first free throw, too hard off the heel, and the rebound goes to Bevier. But again, Amanda Jackson, the head coach right now for Bevier, normally their athletic director, but stepping in for A.J. Hoskin for tonight. It's Bevier moving left to right, down 29-15. On the right side, he goes and attacks, and a whistle and a travel call. Ball back to Madison. Turnovers were certainly an issue for Bevier early in that first half. They repaired it a little bit, but now it seems they're back to turning the ball over. Full court pressure, they force a Madison turnover. And so the ball back to Bevier. Some sloppy play out of the locker rooms. It'll be Shaver bringing the ball up. The Bevier Wildcats leading scorer so far tonight. Off to Sumter, now to Belinsky in the right corner. He tries to drive baseline, stop. Now trying to find a teammate on the right block. His pass taken away. Madison on the steal. They're up 14, 29-15. Buck over to the right side. Wandry. Trying to make a move, bouncing it inside. Chapman is taken away and stolen. Bender on the steal. His breakaway layup is good with the left hand. Four for Bender. 29-17 now, back to a 12-point Madison lead. O'Bannon bouncing it inside for Layton. His layup, no, he lost it out of bounds. But I think it was tipped by Bevier, so it will remain with Madison. Layton, the inbounder, under his own basket. Looking, and he finds Chapman left block. Back to the basket. His turnaround jumper, good. And a whistle, but an offensive foul. No, they're going to call it. Banked it in. Chapman again going to the line for another and one. He's been so good down low to start this half with 6:49 to go. 31-17, Madison's lead. Chapman trying to extend it even more. More Bevier checking in. Xavier Ford and Shaver checking out. Shaver has four personal fouls, so he needs to sit on the bench for a little bit. Chapman. And one free throw, good. He's got 14. Substitution, Thornton checking in. He'll get Layton. Bevier moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their purple uniforms and white lettering. Madison in their white uniforms, black lettering, yellow trim. Panthers across the chest. Walensky hands it off right side. Sumter. Back up to Walensky. Back to Sumter on the right wing. 2-3 Madison zone. They've been playing zone for a majority of this game. Sumter attacks and kicks. Ford, now he attacks. Jump stop in the lane. He goes up for the layup, but he's fouled. Aggressively attacking the basket. Raven Thornton will be called on a foul. That'll be Madison's first team foul of the half. And here's Ford's free throw off the heel. No. Freshman at 5'9", doesn't see too much playing time, but he's seeing a little early second half action here. 6.5 to go in the third quarter, and he swirls home his second free throw. 1-for-2 from the line, 32-18. Madison's lead, it's ball moving right to left. The lob inside for Thornton is blocked, and it sails out of bounds. Trying to save it is O'Bannon, but he stepped on the baseline, so the ball back to Bevere. 6:20 remaining in the third. Here comes Sumter. Left side forward. He'll trigger a three. That one's short. Rebound Thornton for Madison. Thornton just parks himself underneath the basket. And those balls get to him pretty easily. Left of the lane is O'Bannon, but he's called for the travel. Tried to set up for the shot. Shuffled his feet. And the ball back to Bevere. This freshman, Devin Sumter, has been handling most of the point guard duties for Bevere so far in this one. As he swings it off to Bender on the left wing, he tried to attack, bouncing it right wing, Walensky, a whistle, and Walensky travel. Another turnover, back to Madison. So it'll be Madison ball. They inbounded in front of the Bevere bench in the backcourt. Off to Buck. Here's Buck into the forecourt. Stops at the free throw line. Looking, and he goes over to Wandry. Back to Buck. Off screen right goes Buck. Hesitation, now attacks. He'll kick to Wandry right corner. Now he'll slice in, stopping at the elbow, kicking it back out right wing for Buck. He'll come back up top to reset the offense. 5:30 remaining in the third quarter. 32-18, Madison's lead. They have the ball. Wandry high right wing. Gets it up top and a timeout called on Armentrout. It didn't look like Madison was able to set up the offense that they wanted. So he'll call a full timeout. 32-18, Madison's lead. 5:21 remaining in the third. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Press.
Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Shoemaker's RV Park is ready to make your camping trips memorable again in 2019. They will start taking reservations on January 2nd for 2019. You'll find the best camping, swimming, and fishing all at Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere. Happy holidays from Shoemaker's RV Park in Bevere, where family fun is what they're all about.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patios, steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
Back here out of the Madison timeout. They have the 32-18 lead over Bevere, and they go right back to Chapman, and he puts it through on the right side with an easy layup. Chapman, 16 so far in the game tonight. He's got 7.5. 5:06 remaining in the third quarter, 34-18, Madison's lead. Left side, Walensky. He fires a three off the rim. No rebound. Tipped over to Wandry. Madison gets it back. And the outlet pass out to O'Bannon in the lane. He stops and he traveled again. He tried to get a defender to pump to a bite on the pump fake, but he slid his feet a little too much. So Bevere gets it back. O'Bannon will check out. And Layton checking back in. Sumter Over to the left side, Belinsky. He all goes off screen to his right, terminating the dribble. Now off to Bender. He'll hand it back to Sumter. Finds Belinsky left wing. Left corner back to Bender. He'll attack, splitting a double team, and he gets a foul as he went up for a shot through a double team. They'll call this one on Tyler Wandry. So at the line, Ashton Bender. His free throw up and in. 34-19 now. Bender second, off to the right. And the rebound, Chapman for Madison. Outlets out to O'Buck. Buck on the left wing. He's open, doesn't take the three. Finds back door for Layton, but it's taken away. Bevere on the steal. Belinsky advances into the forecourt. Kicks it left side. Bender pumps, and he'll attack. Dribbles off his football loose, but picked up by Sumter. Bevere keeps it. Approaching 4 minutes remaining here in the third. 34-19, but an offensive foul called on Caleb Rhodes. So Madison gets the ball back up 34-19. Buck bringing the ball up. Swings it over left side, Wandry. Now back to Layton between the rings. Off screen left, Layton off to Wandry left wing. He'll fire a right side, Buck to pass into the right corner, Layton. Now inside Thornton and a foul as Thornton trying to post up Sizemore. 3:44 remaining here in the third quarter, 34-19. Madison's lead. It'll be a baseline inbounds. That's the second personal on Sizemore and team's fourth for Bevere. Layton inbounds Thornton up top back to Buck, and he'll reset. Buck crossing over now. He'll knife inside. Finds Chapman left block. Curls in the lane. He pulls up from five and puts it in. Chapman, great job creating space. 36-19. Madison extends its lead with 3:25 remaining in the third. 2-3 zone Madison. Bevere moving it left to right. Bender handing it off to Ford. Ford finds Bender in the right corner, open for three. He takes it high, arcing shot in and out. No, and the rebound to Madison. Wandry on the board. Out to Buck. Into the forecourt, crossing over, attacking left of the lane. Shovel pass to Layton, right block. Layup bouncing on the rim and in. An acrobatic shot by Jimmy Layton and the foul. He now has eight. Foul called on Sizemore. That's his third. As Colston and O'Bannon checking in, Buck and Wandry checking out. So a backcourt substitution for Madison. As Layton at the line for one more. Trying to put his team up 20. The righties free throw up and good. Layton with nine. 39-19. Madison up 20. 3 minutes remain. Largest lead of the game for this Panthers team. Bevere with it left to right. Attacking his forward. Sneaks past the defenders and puts up a reverse layup. Nice move by the freshman. 39-21. 2:45 remaining. Madison moving it right to left. Layton high right wing. And he miscommunicates with O'Bannon. Throws the ball away right into his bench on the near side. O'Bannon tried to cut. Layton tried to give it back to him up top. And so the ball will go back to Bevere. 2-3, Madison zone. Ford again attacks. Pulls up from 10. That's too hard. Layton the rebound. Here comes Layton right side. Up top, O'Bannon. Passing it over to the head to Chapman. He'll direct traffic from the left wing. Calling off the screen. Attacking left side. Through a double team. Off the window and in. This has been the Caleb Chapman game. 20 points for the junior. And we're back to a 20-point Madison lead. Bevere with a Thompson. Up top to Ford. He's been hot recently. He knifes in and kicks it back out right wing. Belinsky, he fires a three hard off the back iron. Thornton skying for the board, but it's ripped away by Layton. Breakaway to Chapman all alone. Right side going for the dunk. No! Tried to slam it down with a right hand, but it bounced in and out. That'll get a smile from head coach Dalton Armantrout on the sideline. You know, Chapman wanted that one, and with the game he's having, why not try that? A spinning follow-away jumper from Belinsky, and over the foul from Sizemore, yes, for Bevere. 41-23, and Sizemore to the line. That foul called on Raven Thornton. That's his third. Chapman checking out. He gets a high five from his head coach, Armin Trout. Buck in for him as Sizemore's free throw missed. A lane violation. Sizemore tried to chase it before it hit the rim. So it'll be Madison ball with a minute 35 remaining in the third. 41-23 is Madison's lead. Panthers moving it right to left. Up top is Buck. Hands it off O'Bannon. He'll circle back up to the top. Swings it over right wing Layton. Calling for a screen on the left. Crossing over, he takes it. Now kicks it back out. O'Bannon top of the key. He'll carve inside and he travels. Ball back to Bevere with a minute 19 remaining in the third. 41-23, Bevere down by 18. They move the ball left to right. Forward high right side. Back up top. Now swinging it left side, Belinsky, and he throws it away. Thomas Steele O'Bannon, one on two. He doesn't have numbers. Layup through traffic, no. And Belinsky the rebound for Bevere. One arm pass it, outleting out to Rhodes. He'll attack left side, blocked away. Out of bounds on the baseline. It'll remain with Bevere. Both teams playing up-tempo right now. They want to push that ball in transition. Inbounder Thompson, and he gets his pass tipped back out of bounds. It'll remain with Bevere. Inbounding it under their own basket off to the right. 56 seconds remaining in the third. Inbound buys Rhodes. In the lane he goes. It's layup miss, but the ball tipped around back into the hands of Thompson. Bevere another opportunity. Thompson's layup miss, but a foul. That foul called on Jimmy Layton, his first team's fourth. And at the line for two shots, the sophomore Andrew Thompson. Free throw up and good. At 41-24 now is the Madison lead. And the second free throw missed by Thompson. Rebound Buck. 45 seconds remaining in the third. Layton crossing over, trying to attack. Good defense. Belinsky not giving him any room. He has to kick it back out. Up top, Joe O'Bannon. Knifes inside, bouncing it on the give and go on the right block. Thornton, he'll kick it back out. Colston's three, knocks it down. The sophomore, Christian Colston, his first 3 points of the game. And he'll put Madison back up 20. 20 seconds remain in the third. Ford, he'll attack from the right side. Stopped by Layton, and he'll bring it back out. Ford again, trying to maneuver baseline. Into a double team he goes. He's trapped, nowhere to go, nowhere to go. Still looking. And a five-second call. Ford couldn't get rid of that ball in time as he held on for 5 seconds with 8.8 seconds remaining. The ball back to Madison. Some full-court pressure. Layton going against Belinsky across midcourt with four, with three, still by the timeline, with two. Ball poked away. He's going to have to heave from half court at one. That'll be off to the left. Amanda Jackson loving that defense from her team. And we'll go to quarter number four, Madison 44, Bevere 24. 8 more minutes left in this one here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Be back in 60 seconds.
Now is the time to think about having your boat serviced for the winter. Maybe the hull needs some TLC or the flooring needs to be replaced. Need to replace the carpet? How about a full detail inside and out? Mr. Wrench's Trading Post has openings right now for major and minor projects this winter with discounted shop rates. Between November 1st to February 28th, there are open times in the shop, so call now. Mr. Wrench's Trading Post in Bevere, 773-5225. That's 773-5225.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Back here at Madison High School. 44-24, Madison's lead over Bevere to start the fourth. So it'll be Bevere's ball left to right to start the final frame of this game. Shaver back in. He's got four fouls. He needs to be careful here. Off to Sumter, back to Shaver, top of the key. Pumps now back to Bender, left wing. Bender, nowhere to go. Andre on him, back up top. Shaver, 2-3 zone coming from Madison. Back to Bender, his three just short, but the rebound. Chris Walker, the senior, just into the game. He gets it back, and his putback blocked. Chapman on the block. The junior's been having a great game for Madison. 20 points so far for him. As Walker checks out. Belinsky checks in. Looking back out to Belinsky. Inside Bender, now back out Shaver. Low pass, Shaver corrals it. He'll back it out. 7:20 remaining in this one. Down 20 is Bevere. Belinsky driving, popping from the elbow. His shot off the back of the rim. No, and Chapman with the rebound. Out to Buck. Outletting out left side, O'Bannon. Back to Buck. Swings it to the right wing to Wandry. Now right corner, Layton. Layton off a screen from Chapman to his left. Right to the lane he goes. In the lane. Pops from five. Hits floater with a right hand. Good. Jimmy Layton with 11. 46-24, 6:45 remaining in the game. Madison's large lead right now. Bevere moving left to right. Bender left wing. He'll hand it off to Belinsky, top of the key. Over the head pass, it goes to Sumter. He'll attack and kick back to Bender left wing. Bouncing it right wing, back to Sumter. Knifing inside and kicking it back out. Ball around the perimeter into the hands of Belinsky. His three-point shot, no, and Chapman the rebound. And Bevere certainly getting the shots that they're looking for as Buck one-on-one left of the lane, bouncing it to Layton underneath. He maneuvers himself some space, and he gets a nice easy layup. Four straight points from Layton, and a whistle and a timeout called by Bevere. 48-24. Madison now up 24 points with 6:12 remaining in this game. We'll be back after this full timeout in 60 seconds on Press.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Now is the time to think about having your boat serviced for the winter. Maybe the hull needs some TLC or the flooring needs to be replaced. Need to replace the carpet? How about a full detail inside and out? Mr. Wrench's Trading Post has openings right now for major and minor projects this winter with discounted shop rates. Between November 1st to February 28th, there are open times in the shop, so call now. Mr. Wrench's Trading Post in Bevere, 773-5225. That's 773-5225.
Out of the Bevere timeout, they have the ball. They go inside to Shaver, who puts it off the window and in. The junior, Cade Shaver, finally his first couple points of the half. He also has four fouls. He sat most of that third quarter, but it's now 48-26, and Madison turned the ball over on the travel call. Connor O'Bannon, the freshman, shuffled his feet. And the ball goes back to Bevere. 5.5 remaining in this one, 48-26. Shaver attacks right side, muscling his way to the basket, layup missed, a fight for the board as Chapman and Shaver go tumbling to the ground, and I believe this will be a foul on Shaver. That'll be Shaver's first and team's fifth. Or excuse me, that'll be Chapman's first and team's fifth. Inbound for Bevere, Sumter, floater off balance, missed, and the rebound by Sizemore. Sizemore back out to Sumter. Sumter curls inside and kicks it out to Bender on the wing. He pumps, now attacks to the basket. He goes, his right hand layup missed. Ball tapped around into the hands of Chapman. He gets it poked away, but right back. Again, Bender being frisky on the defensive side of the ball. Buck, now to Connor O'Bannon. Back to Buck. Back to Connor O'Bannon. Open for three, doesn't take it. He gives it back to Buck. Under 5 minutes now to go in the game. Out to Layton, right wing, three, knocks it down. Such a smooth shot from the senior. And he now has 16, 10 of them here in the second half, 51-26. Madison's lead, 4:40 remaining in the game. High left side, Belinsky. Knifes inside, weaves his way past defenders, layup miss. Sizemore the offensive rebound. Back to Belinsky. He drives baseline, shovels Sizemore. Sizemore in the lane. Nice positioning by the senior, puts it home. 51-28. Buck attacks left side, and he gets fouled on the layup. They're going to call this one on the floor. Sumter unhappy with that whistle. And so we'll see an inbound coming from Madison. Layton checking out. Buck checking in. Excuse me, that'll be Colston checking in. So it'll be a baseline inbound for Madison. Quick inbound, Chapman. Quick trigger. No, missed short. Rebound goes to Shaver and Bevere. Shaver lowering his shoulder. He'll attack, trying to take it way to the basket, and he does. He is such a big guy, and he lowers his shoulder. Very good at that. Shaver with 11. It's 51-30. Back to a 21-point Madison lead. Connor O'Bannon bouncing it up top for Buck. Now Buck will attack right side. Splitting a double team to the rack. He goes. Missed it long. And the rebound, Bevere. Belinsky brings it up. Stutter step to the basket. Layup off the rim. No rebound. Ripped away. Wandry underneath. Outletting out left side. Colston left wing. Open for three. No rebound. Long. And it goes into the hands of Bevere. Belinsky. Breakaway. Layup for him from the left side is good. Two for Belinsky. 51-32. A 19-point Madison lead. 3.5 to go. Top of the key is Buck. Colston left wing. He pumps, stops the free throw line, kicks it back to Buck. Trying to get inside to Chapman. Double team on Chapman right now. They're not trying to get it to him. Now to Colston. He'll attack right side. Gets it poked away from him out of bounds. He'll remain with Madison. Layton checking back in. He didn't have too long of a seat on the bench. He'll get Colston. And Bender checking back out for Bevere. Caleb Rhodes checking in for him along with Andrew Thompson. Inbound goes to Chapman for Madison, out to Wandry, into the right corner, Layton, open for three. He takes it too long, rebound goes to Chapman, offensive board. And Madison can hold a little bit longer as we approach 3 minutes to go in the game. Madison up 51-32. Thompson up top, now to O'Bannon. So he drives baseline, Wandry, there's a whistle and a foul. This one will be the seventh team foul against Bevere. So that will be a 1-1. At the free throw line, Tyler Wandry. The senior has 5 points so far tonight.
Hey, get a board. Go.
His first free throw swirls home, so he'll get a second. Wandry was 6. 2:52 remaining in this one at the 20-point Madison lead. Wandry's second free throw, short. Rebound, Belinsky, and he wants to push the pace. Already into the forecourt. Swings it right side, Ford. And Ford will bring it back out to the right wing. Right-hand belt high, dribble, kicks it back up top for Thompson. Thompson back to Ford, just inside the arc. He'll maneuver his way right to the basket. Nowhere to go, bouncing it back up top. Thompson swings at Belinsky, left wing. Belinsky attacks and kicks to Ford, open. He pumps. Attacking right of the lane, he goes. Back to the basket, kicking it back out, Thompson. Thompson will attack, kick back to Ford. They're looking for that open three. To Thompson, he has it. He shoots, and that's off back rim. Caleb Chapman the rebound. So get it out to Buck. Outlets out to Connor O'Bannon. Back to Buck. Inside Chapman again. He maneuvers to the basket. Off the backboard and in. Chapman is so good tonight. 22 for him. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in this one. We have a substitution timeout. 54-32 is Madison's lead. Hockey subs for the Panthers. They now have Buck, O'Bannon, Gibbler, Connor O'Bannon, and Colston in. Bevere with it left to right. Under 2 minutes now to play in the game. 54-32, Madison's lead, Bevere's ball. Shaver attacks left side. His layup good. And he's had that all night long. He's got 13. Back to a 20-point Madison lead. Connor O'Bannon. Left side. He'll attack baseline. Stopped by Shaver. Kicking it back out to Joe O'Bannon. spinning left in the lane, nowhere to go, kicking it back to Buck. Buck spins inside the paint, layup rejected by Shaver. Back against the hardwood, what a block. And Shaver is going to be called for a foul as he tried to set an aggressive screen. He lowered his shoulder, that's his fifth, he's out of the game. So a bad mistake by Shaver after an aggressive block. He's called out for five fouls. And checking into this game is John Clark, the 6'3 junior, presence on the floor. Matthew Schrum into the game for Bevere as well, a minute 20 remaining. This game just about over. Madison will be able to go to 3-4 on the year. Clark out to Gibbler, his three, no, and the rebound corral by Bevere. Bevere will go to 1-5 on the season. Schrum a three, high arcing one off the rim, no, and that'll be over the backboard. So back to Madison with 59 seconds. Fischel needs to get the ball back before they get inbounded, and they finally get it to him. It'll be Joe O'Bannon, the sophomore, bringing the ball up. Swings it left side, Colston. Colston over to Gibbler. Finds Connor O'Bannon. And he'll swing it to Gibbler, and that'll be missed. Stolen by Bevere. Bender, left side layup. No, John Clark, the rebound. And a whistle on Clark travel. 34 seconds to play. 20-point Madison lead, a 54-34. Bevere with it, driving baseline is Ford. A floater is good with the left hand. Xavier Ford, the freshman, has been impressive so far tonight. 5 points for him, but he's certainly taken initiative to run the offense. As a bump foul call, we'll see 1-1 for Madison. And that'll be called on Ford. That'll be Ford's first, team's ninth. We will try to get Dalton Armantrout after this game live on air, post game. Free throw in and out from Joe O'Bannon, and Bevere gets it. Clock continuing to run with 15 seconds to play. Brett Jones into the game. Off to Ford as he attacked right side. Schrum back to Jones. Jones attacks to Schrum, right corner. Long two, no, off the backboard, and the rebound. Madison with two, with one, half-court shot, no. And that'll do it, 54-36. Madison takes the win as they go to 3-4 in the year and Bevere to 1-5. We'll take a short break and be back with Dalton Armantrout or Amanda Jackson, whoever comes over here first, coming up here on Crest.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
We are back here on Superstation Crest. We are talking now with Bevere head coach Amanda Jackson, taking that place for A.J. Hoskin. Coach, obviously tough loss for your team, but what did you see from them tonight?
You know, we had a couple goals, and I think we met a couple of those, and then we broke down a little bit, but that's okay. I saw some good progress that Coach and I had talked about wanting to work on. Saw that definitely at one point there. We were missing some of our shots. Could have gone in, but it would have been a different ball game.
Now, I know he talked to me about this team wanting to be fast-paced. How did you feel about their pace tonight?
You know, we talked a little bit. We kind of had a different strategy coming out, and we thought it would help us, but we just couldn't finish. And so I think it might have been different, but who knows?
Gage Shaver comes out 13 points to lead your team, certainly aggressive towards the end of that game. How did you feel he did tonight?
You know, I've seen him be much more aggressive, and that's kind of what we were focused on that second half, which is why we saw a little more of that. I think that's definitely his strong suit, and I saw a couple of those plays tonight. I'd like to see a little more of it, but we saw it at the end of the game.
Defensively, how did you guys feel you did tonight?
We I think I felt pretty good at the beginning of the game, and then we just kind of ran out of steam, you know. But our first part of the game was good, and I was really proud of what we were doing and how we were doing, especially that second quarter really shutting them down there. But we just kind of ran out of gas.
All right, Nana Jackson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, we'll be back in 60 seconds with more on Crest.
The Bevier C4 School District in Bevier appreciate their Wildcat and Lady Wildcat student-athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Bevier C4 School are proud of you. Keep it up, athletes and fans. Go Wildcats and Lady Wildcats.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more, plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstrickers.com for more details.
Back here at Madison High School after a Madison win over the Bevier boys, 54-36. Ben Wittenstein with you. We'll have Madison head coach Dalton Armantrout coming over in just a moment. But again, going over some of those final statistics, Caleb Chapman leading this Panthers team, 22 points for the 6'4 junior, most of those down low. And he got, he got about 13 of those in the second half. Jimmy Layton with his 16. He's averaging about 14, so he got a little bit above his average. Tyler Buck had 8. Wandry had 6. Colston had 3, which was a three-point shot. On the Bevier side, Cade Shaver with 13. Caleb Rhodes with 6. Ashton Bender with 5. Andrew Thompson with 1. Xavier Ford with 5. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping this broadcast be possible. Bender Back Auto Body, Shoemaker RV Park, Mr. Wrench's Trading Post and Repair, Bevier Medical Clinic located at Procup's Family Pharmacy, Bevier C4 School District, all of Bevier, Madison C3 School, H&H Construction, both of Madison, Thomas Motors, 7800 Taxi Service, both of Moberly, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll name a player of the game just before Coach Armantrout comes over, and I think we have to give it to Caleb Chapman, the 6'4 junior again. 22 points for him. Normally averages about 12 a game, so he is our player of the game, which is brought to you by Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And just in time, we have Coach Armantrout coming over here to talk about the boys and girls victories. Here you go, Coach. So first of all, I guess congrats on both of the wins for both of these games. I guess we'll start with the girls' side first. You guys got that 62-31 win. Keely Bennett, I have her down 27 points. She was our player of the game. What did she bring for you guys tonight?
She takes it to the rim. She sets up other players. She's kind of her anchor. Whenever she gets going, other people get going. She kind of sets the tone for us. So I was happy to see her. She didn't settle tonight. She only had 1 3. So I'd like to see her take it to the rim more, and she did that tonight. So
you also got 16 from Charity Morris. How nice is it to be able to not only rely just on Keeley for those scoring, but to have different options down the line on the team to go to for scoring?
Yeah, Charity's been stepping up for us a lot this year. Seems like whenever Keeley's not on, Charity's on, so that really helps. And I think our bench is really good. They come in and they do their job that's asked, and I'm really proud of them. And kind of had a slow start tonight. We're kind of just came and played. We didn't play very well, but we stepped up. We had a better second half and showed why we're one of the better teams in Class 1.
Yeah, and that was kind of my next question. As you said, a bit of a slow start, but in that second half, you really broke ahead. What helped you guys do that in the second half, especially in the third quarter?
Well, I thought we buckled down defensively. We only gave up nine points in the second half. We communicated better. We rebounded better. I think we got out in transition. We're one of the bigger teams in Class 1, and we communicate. We usually communicate a lot better than we did tonight, but first half didn't do very well. Second half, we came out and we acted like we were ready to play some basketball.
All right, so let's go over to the boys' side. And obviously, I'm sure you're used to talking a lot about Jimmy Layton, but Caleb Chapman comes in. I have him down for 22 points. He seemed to be a monster down low. You seem to be going to him a lot on the offensive side of the ball. What did he bring for you guys tonight?
You know, Chapman, He can elevate. He can create his own shot. He can play outside, but he's a lot better inside than he is outside. They really didn't have an answer for him inside. He did a lot better job. He only had 2 points against Cairo on Tuesday, so I was happy to see him take it to the rim more. He didn't fade away on his jump shots. He went up strong and he finished and got some and ones there. He played really well tonight.
Now, defensively, you guys forced Bevere into plenty of turnovers, especially on that pressure full court. What was some of the keys to making sure you forced that many turnovers?
Well, we try to trap a little earlier than we usually do. We try to make them force that long pass over the top. We did it a couple times, and I guess they kind of figured it out, so we had to backed off and played a 2-3, and it kind of worked out for us. So.
And again, it was a bit close towards the second quarter into the third and fourth. You guys broke away. What led to that?
I thought we got on transition more, actually. You know, we usually try to slow it down more because we can't play fast. But I told them if we have an advantage, let's take it. Let's go. A lot of their guys were crashing, so they were down underneath the basket. We kind of grabbed it and just went and ran the floor well and got some easy layups.
All right, the Madison girls 62-31, Madison boys 54-36, both wins over Bevere. Two games, two wins. Coach, congrats.
Sounds
and thanks for talking to
All
us.
All right, thank you. Thanks for your coverage.
All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds with final thoughts.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
And we're back here from Madison High School. Final thoughts once again on the girls' side, Madison 62-31 over Bevere. On the boys' side, Madison 54-36 over Bevere. On the girls' side, Keely Bennett for Madison. This is the 5'8 junior is our player of the game. And on the boys' side, Caleb Chapman, 22 points for the 6'4 junior. He is our player of the game on the boys' side. We have overtime coming up next. Scott Lunte in the studio. So if you are a coach, you want to give him a call, you can do so. He'll be waiting to talk to you about your week and the games you had and everything going on with the team so everyone can learn more about that. But from here at Madison High School, I'm Ben Wittenstein saying everyone have a good rest of your night.
Just heard another reason why Kress is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Kress.
If you missed the obituary report on Quick